Okay, here we are on day two, which is the biggest day of the Summit de l'Élevage in Clermont-Ferrand, France. We're sitting in the first ever U.S. exhibit on the floor among 1,800 or so other exhibitors with the Livestock Export Association of the U.S. and represented by Rene Strickland, South Florida rancher, of course. Rene, first of all, second day of the show. This is the biggest day. What's your impression of this event so far?
Well, I'd have to say that this is one of the largest trade shows that I've attended, and I've attended quite a few. I know that back home in the States, we have the World Dairy Expo going on right now, and this is bigger. And that's saying a lot, because that's one of our larger shows in the U.S., so it's quite impressive.
When we here at the summit, of course, 28 countries involved in exhibitions. A lot of other countries come here, so there's literally dozens of countries represented. And those people representing those countries here are all in the livestock business in some way. And a whole lot of these countries are looking for new genetics, new cattle, bulls, heifers, you name it.
Gary, that's kind of one of the reasons why I thought it was so important to come to this show, is because we to get the bang for your buck, you want to be able to access as many countries as possible. And also, we're also trying to make some progress on trade with the EU, but the fact that I can also access people from so many other countries makes this a very valuable show to attend.
How's the hospitality been to the French folks down here in southern central France, the agricultural region, the Auvergne region of France?
Well, let's say that it pretty much blows away the stigma of relationships between the French and the English. They have been incredibly kind and generous, and I have had a wonderful time in Clermont-Ferrand.
What kind of visits have you had so far at your exhibit booth and walking around and meeting people from these other countries? How's it gone so far?
Let's see. Yesterday we were visited by some people from Algeria, Tunisia, Iran, France, and I think there was actually one or two more countries I can't even remember.
You know, that's amazing. That's a lot of plane tickets not having to buy when you're talking to decision makers from those countries. And some of the folks here on this show that come here are top level politicians and agricultural representatives from these countries, aren't they?
Well, that's exactly why we're here. This is the largest livestock show in Europe. There's another one, and it's only held every other year. But now that I'm here, I'm quite impressed by the size, and I was right on the target when I knew that this would be well attended by other international guests.
What can you add for us at this juncture? We'll talk again some more, but anything to add?
Well, I would like to encourage a lot of our U.S. companies to consider coming here next year. I think it's well worth the time, well worth the effort and the expense, and I know that they would be very happy and welcoming to us.
Quickly, too, you might comment on some of the breeds that you're learning about and some of the breeds of our own in the U.S. that these folks don't know about that might go well in Europe and some of these other countries.
I had a tremendously good piece of prime rib the other night from a Saltaire.
Saler.
That's the local breed here in Auvergne that is just a beautiful red beef animal. And they've got some tremendous cattle here, and it's all grass-fed, and I'm quite impressed.
How about the misconceptions we're learning about what people think about our livestock industry in the U.S., and fact versus fiction, we'll say?
Well, obviously, one of the big stigmas is for getting trade going with the EU is the conception that all of our cattle are with hormones for growth. And we're trying to do our best to dispel that myth, but I need a lot more U.S. producers to come over here and help spread the good word that there is some part of our beef industry that has growth hormone, and a whole lot of it now that is consumer-driven that does not. And that's the word we need to get out over here in Europe.
You know, one last thought that hits me too, Renee, is that when we see the crowd and we see these top-level company people, top-level political people, and agricultural leaders from these various countries around the floor, and we meet and talk to these folks, it's almost like they're here to do business. And you're the first ever person from America to exhibit. I was the first press person to ever attend last year. And it's just kind of, I almost feel left out as a U.S. representative.
You know, I'm kind of ashamed in my occupation of dealing globally that I did not know about this trade show. I mean, this thing is huge, and it's been around 26 or 28 years, and it just goes to show you, you know, the more you deal globally, and that's where the future lies, and everyone has to get their head kind of wrapped around it. I would say that the importance of knowing about shows like this, attending shows like this, is more and more important for our future.
And we'll end it there for now with Renee Strickland and the exhibit at the of the Livestock Export Association of the USA here at the Summit de l'Élevage in Clermont-Ferrand, France. We'll be talking again soon. Gary Cooper, Agnet Media.